This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, talking about a possible presidential run for Justin Amash, who is a former Republican representative from Michigan, now independent. And Reason Magazine's making the argument that he could pull from both sides. Now, I don't know if he could pull from both sides equally, and that's kind of important.
So is he looking to run as an independent or as a libertarian?
We don't know the answer to any of that at this point. It's all wild speculation, but that's what people do this time of, you know, in the cycle. They wildly speculate about who's going to run and what it's going to do. And, I mean, that's why they call it a horse race, you know?
You know, the more major, the more people at the end of it all, as far as I'm concerned, the more parties that are, the more people to vote for, I mean, I really like. The problem is you know, this lamestream media is just, they're really just pro one party, and that's Democrats and Republicans, the same party as far as I'm concerned. They don't do anything different. That's best I could tell, you know.
Well, I see differences, but nonetheless, I generally don't vote for either of them because I don't think that they're
sufficiently... They just make government bigger
and more
wasteful every time.
Right. They have different lies that they tell their constituents, I think, is what I find to be the major differences between the politicians.
After 4 years of a Democrat, I have less freedom. After 4 years of a Republican, there's less freedom.
Yep.
More taxes, more debt.
Going on here says, yes, it's early, but none of the Democratic candidates has anything approaching the charisma and upside potential of Barack Obama and Donald Trump. Despite hitting a career high approval, it is still still disliked by a majority of Americans. That's Donald Trump. The way the sentence was structured, it got me. Sorry. But none of the Democratic candidates has anything approaching the charisma and upside potential of Barack Obama. And Donald Trump, despite a career high approval, is still disliked by a majority of Americans. I think, this is the article writer here, let me scroll up, and I should have given it Nick Gillespie, so the big name from Reason, and I suppose in that case his thoughts are important. I think that Trump, absent a recession or new scandal of immense proportion, is likely to win in 2020, but the race that'll be as razor thin as the one against Clinton. Having the Heartland resident Amash in the mix could easily swing things one way or the other. The Libertarian Party presidential candidate Gary Johnson pulled a record 4.5 million votes in 2016, the equivalent of 3.3% of the overall vote. And that's a strong argument that a character like Amash, especially if he's running as a Libertarian with ballot access in all 50 states, will be able to replicate or even improve on those totals. Let's talk about ballot access for a moment. So it's one thing to say Amash could run as an independent. It's, you know, the words just fall right out of the mouth. However, it's really hard to run for president.
Well, you can't even get on a ballot in Arizona, according to Ernie Hancock show this morning. He was talking actually about Perot, and I think he was talking about Amash a little bit, too. And he was saying that back when they did it like 15, 20 years ago, they redid the article, whatever, for, you know, voting or whatever. They just conveniently like made it so it pretty much only, you know, Republicans and Democrats. And Ross Perot had was one of the last guys that was able to like have ballot access in Arizona for presidential, from what I understand.
I'm no expert in this, but I heard it was Oklahoma that was the hardest. Nonetheless, it's the Libertarians often manage to pull off 48, 49, 50 states. So I don't know if the Libertarians have been on in Arizona recently. That would be something to
check. So you're telling me that all 50 states don't have the same ballot?
Nope.
And the
why?
The RNC and the DNC are these private nonprofits.
Yep.
That's what they are.
Okay.
So back in 2008 and 2012, I did the WatchTheVote.com stuff. I actually was in Hinsdale, New Hampshire in 2012 and was... Jaffrey, New Hampshire in 2008. I drove up from Massachusetts to watch them count the votes to make sure that there was no funny Hanky business panky. Going on, you know. And what was really cool about the 2012 one when I was in
Hinsdale,
Ron Paul in that town basically came in second on the Democratic primary because in 2012 they changed it. So if you voted Democrat the last time, you had to
vote.
Pre-registered 90 days previous to the primary, either unenrolled or as a Republican to get a Republican ballot.
Right.
So when I was in Hinsdale, so many people were like really pissed. I mean, I was there all day long. I actually called in pizza. I didn't want to leave, you know, from some pizza joint. And they, everybody that came in is like, well, what do you mean I can't get a Republican? I'm like, dude, just write in Ron Paul on your Democrat one. And okay, you know, and they did that. And
that was actually in the state of New Hampshire that Ron Paul came in second in both the Republican and the Democratic primaries in 2012.
That's awesome.
But there was a thing where the RNC gave Ron Paul's votes to McCain. They flip-flopped them, and there was actually an article in the Boston Globe where they showed, like, the one they weren't supposed to take a picture of. This was a big big thing, and then they were going around gathering up affidavits from people, like, in New Hampshire and other places. And there was a few voting districts where they actually had enough affidavits, people swearing that they voted for Ron Paul, because you don't get a receipt when you vote.
Right.
When you put it in your electronic voting machine that's made by the same company that makes ATM machines, it doesn't spit out a receipt saying you voted for whoever, and then you could verify your receipt. This is where I think blockchain is going to become interesting in voting someday. But there's so much, you know, and there was a lawsuit. So basically, because the RNC is not a government agency, it's not part of the government, it is a nonprofit that they can
run.
Yeah,
but we pay for their elections, though, and the DNC.
Right. Well, the town of Keene's also not a government.
Tell me what that stands for.
Oh, Republican National Convention, Democratic National
Convention.
Okay,
I knew it was Republican, Democrat, but didn't know what the other was.
Yep, no problem. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Gene calling in from Memphis area. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I thought I'd talk about flat Earth and something I discovered.
Oh, my.
Well, I didn't just... Not something I discovered in Alaska, but something I realized in Alaska because I lived
speaking
up there
of Alaska.
For years.
Schaefer Cox is a guy that I wanted to get that name out there. He's another political prisoner that needs to be pardoned, and he's from Alaska. Not to interrupt you, Gene, but just while I thought of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, you know, I lived in Alaska for several years, and we were up there visiting family, and we got there just after the longest day of the year. And in Alaska, it's interesting because on the longest day of the year, the sun only sets for a few hours in Anchorage. If you're in Anchorage or Fairbanks, the sun just kind of dips down below the northern horizon and then comes back up about two or three, you know, about 3.5 hours later. And so I was wondering, how do the flat earthers explain that? In fact, in Fairbanks, where I used to live, you can drive about an hour and a half north to a place called Circle. And on
Gene, there's some bad audio going on here. I don't know what the deal is, but it sounds really bad. Okay, maybe it's cleared up.
Maybe it's my phone. Sorry about that.
No problem.
But in Anchorage, there's a place where you can go just north of Anchorage, about an hour and a half. It's called Circle, and you can go there on the longest day of the year and actually watch the midnight sun, because once you get north of Circle in Alaska, you're above the whatever parallel that is, that allows you to see the sun at midnight, so it never goes down. And so I was wondering how the flat earthers actually get away, you know, what do they do when presented with this kind of fact?
Well, because I don't know.
The earth is flat if you can see it see the sun at midnight.
Well, they claim that the sun's kind of like a flashlight, right? So it you know, pushes a light down in sort of a circle. Like if it's dark and you take a flashlight, you turn it on, there's usually a circle of light, and that the sun somehow works like that. To me, it's quite a stretch to make the point, and I believe that probably 80% of the flat earthers are just making crap up.
So the other stars are all flashlights too, right?
I don't know. you got me. Well, we'll see, Gene. We'll see what they have to say on it. The number is 855.
But anyways, if you got any flat earthers, have them call in.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing. You'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Oh, Jay.
And Angie.
I'm sorry. I was watching the video, and I was like, oh, man, that just caught my attention.
Yeah, we get our bevy of producers send us all kinds of stuff all the time, and thank you for all that do, but... Yeah, got to do a radio show, too.
Discord is a little distracting sometimes when you're here.
Yep, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, well, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're reading this article from Reason Magazine about the possibility of a Justin Amash run for president as a libertarian or independent, and I think it's very interesting. Speaking of libertarian-type stuff, check out Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. And look, if you don't know how to spell Phoenix... Neither do I. Every time I try it, I fail. But
you too,
your search engine does. Because all you have to do is write freedomsphoenix.com. They'll figure it out in the search engine, freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go on here with Nick Gillespie's article from Reason Magazine. Describing Amash, he's young, 39 years old, charismatic, and articulate. I think that the age is... strikingly important. We had a couple of oldsters running for president this last go around, but one of the reasons people liked Obama was he was young. They want somebody who's fresh, old enough to be, you know, reasonable in the head, but
that's also the reason they liked Clinton, because he was I think he was like one of the first youngest presidents, right?
I think so too. Yeah, I think he was like the youngest since JFK. And I agree, Amash it isn't presented as somebody by anybody. Nobody says, well, that guy's crazy. You know, they don't tend to look at him that way. He's pretty even-keeled. And he can present these ideas in a charismatic fashion. Every bit as much as a younger characteristic such as South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a married gay veteran, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Latina Democrat socialist, he represents a new generation of outspoken idealists who are bringing new identities to national politics. And that is, to me, when Biden was the front runner just, oh, I don't know, seems like it was just yesterday, probably 2 weeks ago, Biden was the front runner before, you know, maybe he'll make it, I don't know. I'm not making predictions.
He is going to be the best guy to troll because I'm going to go bring my pony. I got a little Shetland pony that was at the wedding. You guys might remember
her. Yep.
Little unicorn. She's all white. And when Biden comes over and tries to pet my pony when I'm at the Vermin Supreme gatherings, Vermin's going to be like, don't you dare pet my pony. She's only 8 years old. You leave her alone. I know.
God,
get your
funny.
Grubby, slimy hands off that pony.
That's going to be great.
We talked about it at Pork Fest. We're going to have fun with this, and I hope Biden's at least at these things and comes over and checks the pony out.
Right, and Biden brings nothing new to the table. Nothing new at all to the table. He is old Democrat politics, and, I mean, if they bring that guy up, I think that that's just a death knell for them, in my opinion. Not that I think that's a bad thing. But, you know, I mean, he's yucky. And they do away with their very best cudgel against Trump. So Trump's got audio out there of talking about touching women where the sun don't shine and all kinds of things like that. And, you know, you just don't touch there unless you ask first. And
then you get permission.
Yeah, you got to get permission. Well, yes, you have to ask and get permission. That's how this order of operation works. And, look, obviously he's by no means... easy for the Christians to swallow because, you know, he's, gosh, so much about the guy's distasteful. So with Biden, the Democratic Party gives up all that great fertile ground. Now, I guess Warren or Kamala Harris or whatever, these are the new ones that we're supposed to look at. You know, I keep an eye on it. I find the horse race as interesting as anybody, but I don't think we can pick anybody at this moment that's going to come out on top, but I do think that Amash does have new ideas. And if the Democrats don't come up with somebody who seems new, whether they are or not, seems new, then they don't have a leg to stand on, because Trump knows how to beat him up. He knows how to win. and it's going to be hard to beat him. Amash is the child of Syrian and Palestinian parents, had no idea. An Orthodox Christian and unabashedly libertarian. Even if you believe, wrongly in my opinion, that libertarians make up at most 4% of the vote, that's ridiculous. Because maybe it's Libertarian Party or people that understand the term libertarian or can tolerate the term libertarian, but people that are fiscally conservative and socially liberal, those people, that's a large percentage of the U.S. population. The winner in 2020 is going to need every vote he or she can scrounge. For a better estimate of the proper size of the libertarian electorate, read this. He's got a link to another one of his articles. Amash's presence will change how all that sorts out. And so Nick Gillespie's saying that if Amash runs, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the two candidates that are going to be the, you know, obviously Trump. It's going to put on Trump and whoever the Democratic nominee is. And, yeah, I think it will. I think that Trump is going to have to pay attention to whatever it is that he thinks Amash stands for. Whether he likes it or not, he's going to have to pay attention to it. Because Trump has managed to sort of straddle the line amongst all the people that might vote Republican or at least be scared away from voting Democrat. And until he gets some pressure, like from Amash, he doesn't have to perform like a libertarian.
Well, another thing that Trump's had going for him last time around is he wasn't running against the most evil witch, the wicked witch of, you know, the United States, Hillary, who is just, I mean, hated by anybody that really looks into her.
Right. Well, you could like or dislike Hillary or have voted for, or voted against or voted for Hillary. That doesn't really matter. But you can't give up the notion that she is what, probably the most disliked woman in America.
For sure.
And of all these other Democrats over there, I mean, there's a lot of Democrats that I've talked to that don't like, they just don't like Hillary. They just don't like the Clintons. And then there's some who they wouldn't care if it was Adolf Hitler himself running. They're giving them the vote.
Right. They've actually said, I mean, I've seen Facebook posts that basically say as much, that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Joseph Stalin. Doesn't matter if it's the gulags for the Republicans. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm voting for whomever the Democrats put up because I cannot stand Trump. And
I got one
said as much many
that,
times.
That is like that. He says, yep, you could reincarnate a 38-year-old Hitler right now, and if he got the Democratic nomination, I would be voting for him, and I would have his signs all over my house, is just what I was told.
Right. That's, I mean, and there are people out there that believe that. And obviously, if Hitler were to run, somebody, you know, somebody analogous to Hitler were to run, they're not going to say, you know, to the gas chambers with the Jews. They're going to start out with something really palatable, a chicken in every pot.
It's for the kids.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on Justin Amash run? What will it do? What will happen? 855-450, free as in Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking out for the first time after it became known that he helped broker a plea deal for sex offender and wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
Epstein got an ultimatum: plead guilty to a charge that would require jail time and registration, or face federal charges.
Acosta, who was the U.S. attorney in Florida at that time, also says,
they brought these charges based on new evidence, against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a registered sex offender. And this is a very, very good thing.
The Department of Homeland Security reports that apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border in the Southwest were down 28% from the month of May. Regarding those numbers, Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"The president's efforts with Mexico, to include the threat of tariffs, are one of the single most important issues."
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves here tonight. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. We've been through the gamut of things this evening. Angie brought in an article on eating a plant-based diet. I brought in an article on whether Justin Amash is going to run as a libertarian or independent. All these things are very interesting, and you can comment on that or, well, anything else. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. And, Jay, you brought in something.
Yes, this is from Zero Hedge by Tyler Durden.
Durden. So every article, I believe, at Zero Hedge is by Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden is the main character from Fight Club.
Oh, okay. And this is June 26th, 2019.
So this is written anonymously, basically.
Okay.
And Zero Hedge is by no means an unbiased source, but I read it every day. Because I find it, they uncover things that you aren't uncovering elsewhere, and they source everything.
Yeah, I found this scrolling through freedomsphoenix.com, actually, because I get those emails, and I read that one every
day. The Daily Dispatch. Get it at freedomsphoenix.com. Before you go on, I want to tell business owners how they can take cryptocurrencies at their business. If you operate a retail business, and maybe you go to people's houses, maybe you got a storefront, whatever it is that you do, you probably should try taking cryptocurrency. Why? Because there's a loyal group of people out there that you're currently not servicing. And once you do, you're likely to be the only one in your area that does service them. So, do you want a whole new customer base that you didn't even know about? Well, they can help you get it at helpmetakebitcoin.com. AnyPay.global is a great site, and they're going to help you with your point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance and make it easy for you. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, at your cash register that you can carry around with you, or even just a cell phone. If, say, you're a plumber, well, all you have to do is have your smartphone. You pull off your gloves, pull out the smartphone, let them pay with cryptocurrency. And once you do, I think they'll recommend you to their friends, too. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com, helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I actually use Bitcoin Cash to buy a seltzer, a 99-cent bottle of seltzer from All in One Market today. And the guy said,
where's that at?
That's in Henniker.
Henniker, New Hampshire. The only one in the world.
Yep. And he says...
that's what they say on their sign, by the way, when you drive in, like population 17, Henniker, the only one in the world.
The only Henniker on Earth.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. You see it every day.
Yeah, I do.
I don't see anything. I go buy it maybe once every month or something.
And anyways, so I walk in there and a guy says to me, he goes...
By the way, the people that name their towns, I don't know, Salem, Oregon, Salem, New Hampshire, Salem, whatever... Good Lord, can't you come up with something? They did it at Henniker. Just it's another name. You have a mom, name it after her. Somebody in town's got a mom, name it after them. I mean, obviously we can't have two Sallys, but, you know, how about a Sally, an Edith, a Hazel, an Angie? Good Lord, these are important people in the world. They gave birth to you. Name the town after them. Don't name it after some other town.
So he says, most of the people going All in One Market, they know them. They're all locals, people who drive by there every day. And he says, yep. He goes, some stranger's been showing up with cryptocurrency, he told me.
Yep.
People, faces he's never seen before. And
where have they been coming from, Jay?
Mostly
from you.
They're either friends of mine or they've, some of them say, they don't all say that Jay told me to come here, but I do tell people to come there, but just randomly people have been showing up, and so the word's kind of, but I talk about it on Facebook, I talk about it in the Telegram chats and stuff.
And helpmetakebitcoin.com has a map where it can help people, but once you have that one evangelical cryptocurrency user that can come to your business, then they're going to help spread the word too. And that's what's happened here. You know, this guy at the, what's the market called?
All-in-one market.
The all-in-one market. He doesn't care whether it's coming from helpmetakebitcoin.com or Jay Noon or, you know, why people are coming in. They're buying things. And that's a great thing for a small business.
And they also, being businessmen and watching financial cycles, understand crypto and they understand the value of it. But getting into the article here. The headline is Merrill Lynch caught criminally manipulating precious metals markets thousands of times over 6 years.
And so this article is not exactly new, but it's not old either. It's about 2 weeks old, tops.
It's about 2 weeks old. And, you know, this is just another thing in the news that's, I think...
Well, it's not in the news, though. You know, the thing is that, you know, here it is, 2 weeks gone, and I had not heard a thing about Merrill Lynch caught criminally manipulating precious metals markets thousands of times over 6 years. I hadn't heard that because it's not interesting. It's not part of the news cycle. It's not some billionaire that is getting young gals to do untoward things with him at his house. This is Jeffrey Epstein.
Angela, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Terribly sorry. It's not like you're plugged into the news cycle either.
No.
You like your news and nutrition oriented. it's just not, it doesn't have the sizzle, but this is really important.
Well, this is the kind of stuff I like kind of look for because I'm into it and and this is what I tell my friends every day about this kind of stuff. So the article goes on to, remember when it was pure tinfoil hat conspiracy theory to accuse one or more banks of aggressively, compulsively, and systematically manipulating the precious metals, i.e. gold and silver market?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, when I first heard this stuff, they're manipulating the gold and silver market. Sure, that's what everybody says.
We do. After all, we made the claim over and over. Well, to demonstrating clearly how said manipulations was taking place, one or often in real time. Well, it's always good to be proven correct, even if it's years after the fact. On Tuesday...
And that's the thing that libertarians really have a difficult time with, is that, you know, we say things are happening, and you don't have...
Proof.
Like, proof, like card-solid news proof.
Or simple-to-understand, simple-to-digest proof. You can have proof you want. How can you prove to me that Bitcoin is secure? How do I know that it's, not going to be hacked? And, to have this this debate with people all the time. And that's really hard to prove to somebody that doesn't have the concept of blockchain technology and what nodes are and things like that. It's not a simple conversation.
Yeah, but you can't explain that simply to someone like myself. I have no idea. And I've heard it a couple of times, but I can't follow it. So you can't explain it to someone new and expect them to understand.
Right. Right. I mean, to some extent, when it comes to certain technologies like Bitcoin, you just have to give up and say, yeah, I believe that because an expert told me.
I trust the geeks.
And we do, you know, we do this all the time in our lives. I actually saw a...
We do it every time we get in a car. We trust that the wheels are going to stay on the car. They're not going to fall off.
Well, we've also driven in the car before, too.
Right. So this is why people need to use cryptocurrency and exercise it.
Yeah. And they need to get a little bit and try it out and see how it works and all that sort of thing before they get a whole bunch. And you can be hacked. It's just that Bitcoin itself can't be destroyed through hacking. So, for instance, if somebody got some kind of, you know, screen reader or whatever on your phone, and you put $10 worth of Bitcoin on there, then yeah, it's possible for them to get it.
Keyboard loggers, or they fish you for your passwords or whatever. So, anyways, back to the article. On Tuesday after the close, the CFTC, and I forget what the acronym is for.
Consumer something.
Oh,
okay.
Well, the CFTC announced that Merrill Lynch Commodities. MLCI, a global commodities trading business, agreed to pay $25 million to resolve the government's investigation into a multi-year scheme.
$25 million, that's nothing for Merrill.
Yeah, they made probably 10 times that doing it.
A multi-year scheme. The government spent more than $25 million investigating this over the course of many years.
Right, this is what happens. Government's a protectionism racket for these people.
Yep.
A multi-year scheme by MLCI, Merrill Lynch.
That's Merrill Lynch, yeah.
Precious metals traders to mislead the markets for precious metals futures contracts traded on a COMEX commodity exchange.
Right.
The announcement was made by
Assistant Attorney General Brian Bajowski, or whatever his name is. Yeah, I mean, and here it is. We've been saying it for a long time, and they're announcing it, and it's not even news. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live on the airwave here. Airwaves. Or just one airwave, I don't know. I don't know how I can work that out for you, but I'll try. The number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live. We're reading this article here from Zero Hedge, which I'm always careful when I read their articles because they definitely take a certain view on the issues. But, man, oh man, I never have proven them wrong. I mean, they cite their sources, and they do good reporting over there. And in this case, they're talking about, something we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live for years, but not all the time.
I call it counterfeiting gold and silver in a form of the paper markets.
Yeah.
And I don't believe they even use that terminology in a Zero Hedge article, but I've, you know, when you look at some of these charts get pointed out where gold, you know, drops significantly in 6 minutes, and there's these orders to sell X amount of tons of gold, like sell 6 metric tons of gold, and then 3 minutes later sell 12 metric tons of gold, and then a few minutes later sell, 7 metric tons of gold. Well, and it's all being sold through the COMEX exchange. And this guy,
that's a lot of metric tons of gold. Is anyone ever going to take delivery of that?
And what they do is actually, they mentioned in this article somewhere, they cancel the delivery basically right after the buy goes through. They canceled the delivery. So, and there was one of these guys was explaining on a YouTube video and showing these charts. I forget who it is, but I've kind of, you know, into studying this stuff. And he talks about how they sell like 27 metric tons of gold out of the COMEX exchange in like 6 minutes on these whatever high frequency trading platforms. I don't know what they are.
Right. Where are they keeping this 27 metric tons of gold?
Well, the COMEX exchange only, in their audit only says at that particular time there was something like 4 metric tons, 8 metric tons.
Right.
Like they're selling for, they've gotten busted so many times.
Yep. They just keep on doing it.
They just get away with it.
And nobody's trying to stop them. And then Merrill Lynch gets this little fine here of $25 million. I mean, Merrill Lynch isn't going to stop manipulating commodities markets over a $25 million fine. That's chump change. That's not even a fraction of. Well, it is a fraction. It's a small amount compared to what they're making doing it.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, when you understand Bitcoin and people understand what their private keys are, the private keys, if you hold them in a wallet, it means you actually hold the Bitcoin. But if your Bitcoin's on an exchange like Coinbase, you don't hold the private keys. And actually, Coinbase can stop you from taking your Bitcoin if they feel like it. People lost money in Mt. Gox. I know I have a good friend that lost 12 Bitcoin in Mt. Gox. I mean, that's enough to buy a house with right now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
We tried to warn people about Mountain Gox here on the air on Free Talk Live. I said it over and over again for people to get out of there because it was clearly a mess. But not everybody listens to Free Talk Live every single episode.
And my friend that actually had that 12 Bitcoin in Mount Gox when it crashed, when it went defunct, and he didn't even know about it until I was like, dude, you hear Mount Gox, like, you know, went under or something? He's like, what are you talking about? He's trying to, like, go get his Bitcoin out of there. And he heard about Bitcoin from Free Talk Live back in, like, 2010 or something. And the thing is, getting back to the private keys, is essentially in the gold and paper markets, we don't hold the private keys. Nobody holds the private keys to gold and paper.
Well, gold, you hold the private silver, keys to gold if you have the gold.
If you have it in your vault, which almost nobody does, and which is all the trading in gold and silver is not guys like me and you swapping gold and silver or whatever, or people just doing it physically. Nobody's taking physical delivery. Very few people are in the United States anymore.
Right. When they're doing the commodities exchange, COMEX, they're likely not wanting to take delivery. I mean, what are you going to do if somebody, with a metric ton of gold, even if you had enough money to buy a metric ton of gold, what are you going to do with a metric ton?
Store it.
And so they're like, I don't want to take that. Well, the companies that deal with the commodities exchange, they know that. So they're just selling the same gold over and over again to a bunch of different people.
And they're happy to pay the fines because they make so much money on gold.
The fine's just a tax on them doing business. It's not even a fraction. Well, it is a fraction. I keep saying it's not a fraction. It is a fraction of what they're doing. But, I mean, it's just a tax, basically.
So if there's any callers, people are going to start yelling at their phone right now and call into the show if you know the answer to this. So January 3rd is becoming a special day for Bitcoiners. And the idea is if you have Bitcoin on an exchange, everybody brings all their Bitcoin home on January 3rd to keep the exchanges honest. If you went and everybody demanded physical delivery of all the gold and silver that they have in paper on the same day, it couldn't happen.
Right. They'd suddenly get honest real fast.
So in my John Birch Society reading as a youngster, I read about a guy named Ishmael Mayer Rothschild.
Okay.
And in the year of kings, queens, and lords, he decided he would hold people's gold and silver on deposit and give them certificates. And this was like a little cartoon I read as a kid. And what he would do is and he looked like the Monopoly man in the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
And so what he would do is, you know, that you'd see the happy guy was so happy giving his bag of gold bullion and having some pieces of paper because they were easy to deal with.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there's no doubt that banking is a service. I mean, Angie, why do you put your money in the bank?
Because it's easy to get to.
It's right. It's easy to write a check.
Use my card.
Right. Those kind of things. Banking's a service. There's no doubt. And we've gotten used to not having to pay anything for banking services, writing checks and, you know, free checks and free debit cards and free all those things.
You're the product.
That's
like
the reason.
Facebook.
Is because, you know, they've got a sort of tricked hook, line, and sinker into this whole thing. Whereas back when you would put your gold into this Rothschild's vault you're talking about here, you should pay that guy for taking care of your gold, and probably did. But what he found out and figured out at some point was, you know, people put their gold in here, and then they exchange these receipts for gold with
warehouse
each other.
Receipts, that's all dollars are.
Yep.
Right. So if I have, I don't know how to articulate it otherwise, Angie, but if I have, say, $10 worth of gold in my bank, and I want to buy, you know, two chickens and some eggs from you, and I give you the $10 receipt, that's money. And then you take it, and you have the chickens and eggs, and you're like, well, I don't need any gold right now, but I do need some milk and some yarn.
So I take it to Jay.
And you take it to Jay, and then Jay takes the $10, and then Jay gives me some metal work, gets some metal work for me, and then, you know, it just goes on in a circle, and, this is how these things started. And the gold dealer, or the gold vault guy, he's like,
he observed
I don't have to have this stuff.
Yep.
He observed it, so he started creating notes that had no gold behind it. And then, and in a little story, it was like, well, people started to distrust Mr. Rothschild, and when they came back, there was no gold in the vault, and basically no Rothschild. He couldn't be found, Mr. Rothschild. He run off to everybody's gold, and there was, you know, a little village crisis or whatever, a financial thing.
Yeah.
But getting back to the article, as Merrill Lynch itself admitted, beginning in 2008 and continuing through 2014, precious metals traders employed by Merrill Lynch schemed to deceive other market participants by injecting materially false and misleading information into the precious metals futures market.
And these scandals come out. I mean, I don't know if I'd call this a scandal because nobody even knows it happened. This is news from 2 weeks ago. Did you hear about it, ladies and gentlemen?
I had no idea.
Right. Of course not. Because it's not being pushed. This is as important as the LIBOR scandal. And we just, like, our banking system is a series of lies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I can understand why people don't try hard to save money, because saving money just means that people are going to take it from you. They're going to rip you off. That's what this all, whole thing is about, is moving hands from financially responsible people into the hands of rapacious thieves.
I think Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, market cap of cryptocurrency is really going to skyrocket when a lot of the first world starts getting hit with negative interest rates on bank accounts. They're talking about it.
It's really close. They're talking about lowering the rate again in July. Yep. I don't understand. It's so crazy.
What do you mean by negative interest rates?
So basically, when you put money into your bank account, if you did, you'll have a negative interest rate to where every month you're going to lose money. But like, if you have a loan and you're one of the friends of those guys who make the loan decisions, you'll basically have a negative interest rate loan, which has actually happened by the European Central Bank. And
it happened by Japan very recently.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. And what this means is that money gets very loose. So would you, I mean, taking out a loan for $100,000, Angie, and every month you pay back just like any other loan,
right,
but in total, you actually pay back less than you borrowed.
But you and I will never get access to those loans.
No, that's what that's how that works for the banks. But
okay,
the banks loan have
credit card companies
lower rates. So what it does is injects more cash,
right,
into the marketplace and just creates it out of nowhere.
And yep, this is how they want to fund universal basic income.
Oh yeah, every other great government program that they're trotting out here. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.